Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 76 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor, your everyday inspiration, your mindful meditation. That's lots of words. I just want to inspire you today to take a moment to think about your world and everything around you. And our video that goes with this episode. Oh, it's calming animals. Sometimes you just need to laugh. If you have a moment, you'll hear the geese making their goosing noises as they're headed to the lake, and the lead goose is saying, "Come on, let's go." But it has a quality of a laugh, watching them waddle onto the water on a early summer's day, getting ready to have some fun. Now, whether you're in the spring or in the fall or in the summer or even the winter right now as you're listening to this, get ready to have some fun, because sometimes you just need a laugh. You need to gather your family. You need to gather your friends. You need to get outside and go jump in the river. Okay, maybe not literally, but getting out and having some fun. Oh, you know, I love to plan and I love to say, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. I would love to come along with you on your journey, so share in the comments. But why don't you plan out some fun for yourself? Plan a fun day. Don't put too high of expectations going, everybody's going to have fun. Just say, you know, I'd like everybody to join me. Let's have some fun together. Go. Let's go do something. Maybe it's watching a sporting event together. Maybe it's heading out to a park to toss some ball and frisbees. Something different. Something you haven't done in a while. Play a light game of kickball or baseball or cricket. Whatever would make you have some fun with those around you. To enjoy a little laugh. Just a laugh. Let the endorphins run rampant. Why not? Why not have a giggle, have a laugh every day? Not take things so seriously. I think some of us out there are guilty of just always being serious. You know, think about if you were to decide that you wanted to be an actor. Today, I'm going to go act. What is the first thing you are going to do? Are you going to practice making your, oh, woe is me, this dreaded being angry, having these other emotions that are, oh, so dramatic? What about comedy? Is it hard to be a comedian? Maybe. But maybe it's just about relaxing and looking at things a little differently. Think about it. Don't the comedians just simply tell us the stories of our everyday and make us look at it from a slightly different perspective and go, oh my gosh, that is funny. How ridiculous is this? And many times it is ridiculous. A lot of things that we do in our daily lives are simply ridiculous. If you can look at yourself in the mirror and just get a giggle, you're already in the right place. If you can just laugh about something silly and just let go, you're in the right place. You're headed in the right direction to have some fun. Think about some of the things that you do that are just quite ridiculous. Like wearing socks with sandals. Just a mere example. Hope I'm not insulting anybody. If it keeps your feet warm, then who cares, right? That's the theory. So, find yourself some friends and family. Get that time scheduled. What would you do if you could have the middle of a week, a Wednesday, to say, I'm going to take today off to go have some fun. Go get some giggles. what would you do? And if everybody can join you, because it's like you're a child and it's summer break and you can go and be anywhere, what would you do? Would you head outside? Most likely. Would you gather your friends? Indeed you would. I want you to think about things that make you happy and invite some friends or family to join you. Don't worry about the ones who say no and the naysayers. Just do it. This is your time. This is your life. This is your joy. Leave the fuddy-duddies back. You'll pick up the fuddy-duddies a later time. But for now, I want you to think about laughter. That guttural laughter, the one that hits you so deep in your belly that you can't catch your breath. Ah, I know for myself, I had one of those the other day and I couldn't tell anybody what I was laughing about because it was so funny to me. When I finally did catch my breath 10-15 minutes later, the time had passed, the joke was over, but it was still funny in my head, and it just continues sometimes to keep that little chuckle inside of you. What joy. I bet you're smiling right now. You're thinking of something funny that's happened to you recently. Or some smiling situation that you would love to have again. Take these times, take these moments, and bring them to the surface. Put a smile on your face. Enjoy those moments that you've had. And enjoy planning for that next joyful moment of laughter. Yeah, we can't always know when those laughs are going to come up, the spontaneousness of it all. But to not take everything so seriously, that whatever you think is perfect will be, and not micromanage every space of time. But let it be. Let it just be in the moment. Feel the moment. And that when you are in times of need, feeling down, feeling sad, feeling lonely, you can go back to that memory, that thought, and bring up that joy, that laughter to yourself. And feel the good feels. How fun is that? That's the one thing that's beautiful about memories of childhood and playing with our friends. We don't remember every single piece, but there's parts that are wonderful. And those are the parts I want you to focus on. Bring them to your present day. Bring that play. Bring that joy to yourself now. Don't ever tell yourself you're too old. You can't participate. There are cultures out there that it's so much a part of their life to embrace and include the elders, the ones who have the knowledge, the experience, and the ones who really know how to have a good time, because they've had plenty of good times that you even haven't heard all the stories just yet. And you might never. But that is what your life should be filled of, so that one day you can be the one that has all the stories. And the "you did what?" This is your life, friends. Go and embrace it. Go get yourself some laughter. Go get a couple of friends and just go have some good, clean fun. And laugh out loud. Because you deserve it. It's a beautiful thing. My friends, put a smile on your face right now if you don't have one already and think about the beauty and the joy of laughter. I am Avalon, and I want to thank you for spending your time with me today. Until next time.